Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department about the department's Freedom 5K run coming up on July 4th. Your second year doing it, Lieutenant, first off, you know, take us through what's it mean to be able to do this event, and two, you know, what people should be looking out for here coming up in the next couple days.
Yeah, so it's great to be able to do the event. Like I told you last time we talked, you know, we were thinking about doing a 5K with the advent of Thrive and their 4th of July events. We thought that this would be a perfect time to get that 5K out there and start doing it. Next couple days, on Friday is the cutoff for the KPD custom towel. Other than that, people could still register by paper or online.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the 5K, you talked about, you know, being able to give back. I know there's something a little bit changing this year, as you donated recently to Thrive, but this next year is going to be a little bit different.
It is going to be a little bit different. We're excited to announce that we're going to start a scholarship for somebody looking to get into law enforcement. You know, whether they're going to school for criminal justice, whether they're going to school for accounting or for computers, that's not going to matter. It's just that they want to have a future in law enforcement. We're going to try to help them out a little bit with college.
You know, when it comes to this 5K coming up on, like I said, on Independence Day, take us through from time to beginning to end, you know, all the things that people need to know about. And when it comes to the run, you know, what all ages and things like that people need to know when it comes to doing this 5K.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we're doing kids 10 and under run free. So parents should not register their children who are 10 and under online. Do that day of race. Parents are going to have to sign the form, but other than that, there's going to be absolutely no fee with that. As far as, you know, day of race timeline, at about 7:45, we're going to do a flag raising with the Knoxville Boy Scouts, along with the VFW and the American Legion. And then there's going to be a Knoxville school band playing the national anthem shortly after the flag raising. I'll say a few words, just give a few instructions. I think Mayor Hatch is going to talk for just a minute or so, and then we're going to start the race off with a volley. Now, if you want to come to support people who are racing, but you don't want to race yourself, the fire department is going to be hosting a pancake breakfast at the fire station, which is just across the street from the police department. And then if you're into yoga, Korean Yoga is going to be doing free yoga on the lawn over at the church across Montgomery Street at about 8:45.
Now, how much does this all cost to take part, and what do people need to do? You talked about registration deadlines and stuff like that. What do they need to do to register? Is it just online, or can they do it in person?
Nope. So they can do it in person. We have paper registration forms at the police department, at City Hall, at KNX, at the Rec Center, at Anytime Fitness. I think that's probably just about it. If you don't want to register through there, if you want the convenience of registering from your home, you can go to www.getmeregistered.com/KPD Freedom 5K. And from there you can register. I think there might be a service fee, but it's super easy to do and it's quick. So, you know, save a little bit of time.
You know, kind of to reiterate, you know, Thrive came in and really got this 4th of July stuff going here in Knoxville. And it seems like every year it's gotten better. And what's it just mean to you to be able to be a part of something like this and have the people of Knoxville take part in such a great cause, really?
Well, you know, it's awesome. In the last couple years, Knoxville, especially the police, or not only the police department, but, you know, the city of Knoxville has kind of branched out into the community, you know, doing events. You know, not only do we have the KPD Freedom 5K, we've got ice cream with a cop, we've got helmets and hot dogs, we've got, you know, other events that we're doing in the community. It's nice to be involved in the community. And, you know, if it wasn't for the people of Knoxville, we wouldn't be able to do it. Knoxville's just a great place, you know, a lot of pride in the community, and we're just trying to give back.
Is there anything else people should know about the Freedom 5K coming up on Independence Day?
I don't think so. It's going to be a good time. The route is going to be the same as last year. It's going to be difficult. Hopefully it won't be as hot, you know, but I just think it's a great way to start off your 4th of July and to, you know, get some fitness in before you go and you eat the burgers and you eat the brats and whatever else you do on that day. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be a good time.
Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.